You have your Bible, turn tonight to Acts chapter number 1. Acts chapter number 1. As we look at this tonight and we pray God for His goodness and His mercy, and I'm just trying to take my time and figure out the direction God would have us to go. You say, well, preacher, we ain't a preaching. Yeah, but you're a listening. Amen. And I want to go in the right direction. I want to go in God's direction. Amen. So many times I believe we just take off without Him. And if you take off without Him, you're on your own. And I don't want to be on my own tonight. I want the power of a holy God to be with me in all I endeavor to do. I don't do nothing, Brother Kevin, in my heart, by God's heart. I want Him to lead me and guide me. I told you the other day, I've been praying God would give me encouragement. I could do exactly what He would have me do, nothing more, nothing less than to be pleasing to my Savior. As I looked at this and I thought about this, I meditated on this, the Word, and I've got three different directions I can go tonight, and I'm trying to sort in my mind and my heart the way God would have me to go. And we see this text tonight, and we see God Almighty, and we see the Lord and all that He's already done for us. I believe I could get a witness tonight and say God's been good to us. Jesus has done a lot for us youngins. He's helped us through a lot of adversity. He's brought us through a lot of trials and hardships and anguish. But I want to say on His authority, His Word, He's not finished yet. Amen. Praise God. They was a finished work of Calvary so many years ago. But I'm glad He's not finished with us. I'm glad the church is still alive and well. It's still prospering. The gates of hell, amen, they cannot prevail against it. But the church will continue to rise up after battle after battle, amen, for the a good cause of Christ, that we might one day see a loving Savior. As we look at the Word tonight and we see the Lord as He's speaking to the disciples here, and He's preparing to go out and He's talking to them. He's fixing to leave this world behind. I want to say tonight on the authority of God's Word, youngins, we're leaving. We're fixing to leave. We're going to leave this world behind. Amen. Listen, this is not our home. We're just a pilgrim passing through. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'd like to see some souls saved before God takes us out. I'd like to see every man, woman, boy, girl in this whole world saved. I'd like to see them, praise God, on fire for God, worship and praise Him. I'd like to see the house of God, sanctuaries of God, Brother Kevin, full to overflowing. I'd like to see people standing around in the parking lots outside with the windows open. I'd like to hear a little word of God to offer up a praise to the good God of the Word, and we might be fulfilled, praise God, with everything that He's promised us, and we might give Him glory because He is holy. And He said, I'm holy, so you be holy. Praise God, I feel a holy presence down in my soul. It's not made up, praise God, but it's real. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad there's something real? Amen. When everything in this world seems to be artificial, when everything in this world seems to be made up or make believe, I want to say, praise God, I'm glad there's a God and He's real. You say, preacher, how do you know that? I had a fellow ask me just a few days ago, a few couple weeks ago. He said, preacher, how do you know God's real? And boy, it thrilled my soul. Because boy, He opened up a great old big can of worms. I said, let me tell you how I know He's real. And I got to tell Him, I praise God, how He come to my heart when I was lost and undone. How I wasn't looking for Him. I didn't have no way to find Him. But He come to where I was. Touched my heart with His Spirit through His marvelous Word. Praise God, convicted me of my sins. You know what I'm talking about, church. Can I get a witness tonight? Do you know where you was? Do you know who come to you that night, that day, that morning, that afternoon? Maybe it may have been down at the workplace. Maybe been at a hayfield or a backer barn. I pray it may have been down at the church house. But the Holy Ghost of God, glory, He found you where you was. Amen. But that didn't bother Him at all. Praise God. But He come to you anyway, right down to where you was. Amen. You think about that tonight. That's what Jesus done for us. He come down to where we was. Hey, He come, Brother Robert, right down into the muck and the mire. Amen. Amen. You think about that. Praise God. The nastiness and the filth of this old world. Amen. But the Bible tells that Jesus Christ, our Savior, come right down in the midst of it. Now, in order to do that, Brother Bill, it means he had to leave heaven. Amen. Praise be to God, the God of glory, the Savior of glory, the man Christ Jesus, praise God. He came down from heaven. How another, in order to come down from heaven, he had to leave the throne of grace. Amen. He had to leave that place where he had always been. Hello? Yep. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm a homebody. Amen. I like to be home. When it gets dark, I want to be at my house. When it gets bedtime, I want to lay down in my bed. Amen. Hey, listen, a lot of people say, well, boy, I like to travel. I like to go on vacation. Yeah, that's all right for a little while. But boy, I tell you, there's nothing feels any better, Brother Junior. When you come back in, you go in the house and you kick off your shoes. You get cleaned up and you lay down and you pillow your head on your own bed. Amen. There's nothing as satisfying as knowing, praise God, that you're there. But we see the Lord Jesus Christ that He had to leave the portals of glory to come down here. Amen. He did it, praise God, because He loved you and because He loved me. Amen. Praise His holy name. He left the portals of glory. He left heaven and He come down to a little old speck of the dirt and speck of dust in the universe called planet Earth. Amen. Praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ left heaven and came to earth. Laid aside His glory, amen, as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But because of that grace and that truth, praise God, He was able, He was willing to come down to where we are. Amen. To manifest Himself in the flesh. It's easy for me to say. Amen. Praise God. And walk among men. Bless His holy name. He come to see, hey, praise God, he knew how it was, but he come to see for himself. He said, Father, I've got to go. He said, hey, listen, the world's a mess down there. Things is all messed up. Praise God, they're rearranging my plan. But Jesus said, Father, I'll go down, and I'll see what's going on, and I'll straighten it out. Amen, glory be to God. The Father said, Son, you're the only one that can. Amen. We're living in a day and hour. We got people rising up here, there, and yonder saying, yo, I've got a plan. I can fix it. Amen. I want to say there's only one that can fix it, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That man from heaven, praise God. He's the only one that's got a plan. Amen. Praise God. How far was Jesus willing to go? Amen. How far was He willing to go? You think about that tonight. Praise God, to the end of the earth and then some. Praise God for you and me. Not only did He leave heaven and come to earth, but He lived as a little old boy in a little old peaceful town called Nazareth. Amen. Up in the hill. Boy, we went up there. It's a peaceful little place, ain't it? Amen. Up there up on the side of a mountain. Peaceful little place. Had a dwelling. Amen. The Lord was there. And He could have stayed there. He lived there with his mother and his stepfather, Joseph. Amen. Learned a trade of a carpenter. He could have laid his hands to the plow. Praise God, he could have done work there. He could have stayed there. Praise God, he didn't stay in Nazareth. He left Nazareth and went down to Jerusalem. Down in Jerusalem, there was some old wicked sinners. There was a church down there that was full of Sadducees and Pharisees. There was a lot of ill content. There was a lot of people that was making a mockery out of the things of God. Oh, Jesus Christ, praise God. He said, I'll go down there. Amen. Not only did He come to heaven and come to earth. Not only did He come to earth, praise God, and leave Nazareth, but He went down to Jerusalem. He said, I'll go down there, praise God. You know what I'm saying, church? He was willing to go just a little farther. How far would He go, praise God? Just a little farther. A little every day, praise God. Jesus was a pressing on. Amen. He had a cause. He had a purpose. And He had a plan. Praise God. You say, preacher, what was His plan? It was you and you and you. Amen. Praise God. So He left out a little old town called that. He went to Jerusalem. Praise God. And when He left Jerusalem, He left Jerusalem. Praise God. Went to the outskirts of town to a little hill called Mount Calvary. Amen. where they mocked him and they scourged him and they beat him. They nailed him to an old rugged cross with three old rusty spike nails. They said, oh boy, we're going to finish you here. Jesus could have stopped. He could have turned around. He could have called 10 legions of angels to come down and rescue him. But praise God, he didn't do that because of you and me. He stood the test. He stayed the course. Amen. Wonder how many today's changing directions. They're changing their courses because they're not satisfied. You know why Jesus could stay the course? He was satisfied in doing the will of the Father. Amen. Because the Father in heaven loved this little old speck of dust. Because the Father in heaven loved His creation. So He sent His only begotten Son. That so whoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Jesus, praise God, He went to Calvary, praise God. And He hung upon a tree. How far did Jesus go? He went a little farther, praise God, for you. And He went a little farther, praise God, for me. He went to Calvary, praise the Lord. And He died on a cruel cross for you and for me. Amen. But He didn't just go to Calvary. The Bible said He went to a little borrowed tomb. Amen. They took the Lord's body down and they wrapped it up. After He hung there and He said, Father, it's finished. Amen. The work of redemption. The price of sin has been paid. He anguished, Miles, He anguished on the cross of Calvary and died for your sins and mine, praise God. So we can shout and praise God, say glory, hallelujah, my Savior lives. Amen. Ain't you glad He's alive today? Amen, He lives. How I know He lives? Because He lives within my heart. Amen. Jesus died and they bound Him up, they took Him there and they put Him in a borrowed tomb. You know why they said it was a borrowed tomb? Because He only needed it for 3 days. He said, you destroy this temple. And He said, in 3 days, I'll raise it up. Now they thought He was talking about that temple there in Jerusalem. He said, it's been 30-some years in building. And you're going to raise it up in 3 days? He said, boy, you're foolish. But He wasn't talking about that earthly temple. He was talking about the temple of His body. He said, praise God. He said, you go ahead and do touch what you want to. He said, you destroy this body. You destroy this temple, praise God, and I'll raise it up in 3 days. Amen. Jesus went a little farther. Went a little farther than the grave. Somebody ought to just jump up and take a spell right then. It'll hit you after a while. Amen. Praise God. Because He did, we can too. Amen. Those that are dead, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, are dead this body and alive, and Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He said He would raise up. Amen. Praise God. One of these days they may lay this old sorry carcass down, but praise God, the Lord's going to raise it up. Before this life's breath leaves out of me, Brother Bill, praise God, the next one will be in glory. Amen. Praise God. I'll be shouting around the portals of glory, running up those streets of gold, so pure as it was as they were, transparent glass. I'm talking about pure gold streets. But praise God, when I get over there, them streets won't have nowhere near the glimmer, praise God, of seeing my Savior. Amen. What a sight that's going to be when I see the Lord Jesus Christ in all His magnificent splendor. But He went a little farther, praise God. He went beyond the tomb, praise God, to raise up. He rose up out of there and He walked. Amen. He walked among the people. Amen. You say, preacher, what's the purpose of that? Praise God, just to let you see, praise the Lord, that He was alive and well. Amen. Hundreds of folks saw Him. Over 500 at one time saw Him, praise God, alive and walking around. Praise God. You say, preacher, what did He do? He went just a little farther. Amen. He went a little farther so that we'd see Him and have hope. Just imagine the hope that we have for those that's never seen Him with their natural eye, but yet we hope for it. Praise God one day. Amen. hope, praise God, that we have in Lord Jesus Christ. Faith with expectation. Looking forward one day in a little while, praise God, shouting in the portals of glory with our Savior. Amen. Bible says here that He walked for 40 days with them. After His resurrection, He was 40 days with them. Amen. He was with them. He was walking around with them. He was going places with them. He went a little farther with them, praise God, after the resurrection. He walked a little farther with them, praise God, after He rose up. Hey, listen, I want to say tonight what God wants to do, what the Lord wants to do for us, church. He wants to walk with us a little farther before we go out of here. He wants to walk with us. He wants to talk with us. He wants to show us things of His magnificence until we get home, praise God. He wants us to see Him and to recognize Him. Praise His holy name. Amen. A thrice holy God. He wants us to be brothers and sisters with Him. Praise His name. He wants us to see Him. But He went a little farther, praise God. He went a little bit farther. And He walked with them. He walked for 40 days. They seen Him, and then the Bible said then He headed for the Mount of Olives. Amen. Can you see the picture of Lord Jesus Christ as He heads for the Mount of Olives? And the disciples, they're gathered around Him. They ask Him, said, Lord, could we ask just one question? Said, when's the kingdom coming? When can we expect it? He said, that's not for you to know. Now the days, the time, and the season, it's not for you to know. He said, it's for God Almighty to know. Amen. But when it's time, praise God, He'll call you home. Amen. He walked and went a little farther. He told him, he said, listen, he said, you've got to hang out here till you receive power. He said, power of the Holy Ghost, verse 8. He said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and all Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. He said, you've got to hang out here till you receive power from on high, till you're endued with the Spirit, endowed with the Spirit, praise God. As He talked, and He went a little farther. Listen, I believe the Lord, and I got to thinking about this, Brother Jeff. I believe the Lord, in the volume of the book, He's still a-talking to us, and He's still taking each one of us individually just a little farther. Amen? He's going with us just a little farther every day. And if we'll want to go with Him, we'll want to walk with Him, praise God, He'll take us just a little farther every day. Amen. I believe every step, praise God, Brother Bill, I believe it gets us closer to heaven. Amen. Praise God. God's doing that through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's taking us just a little far. And He walks with them. They head toward the Mount of Olives. Amen. And when they get to a certain place, the Bible says that and when He had spoken these things while they beheld, He was taken up and a cloud received Him out of their sight. He went a little farther. He said, well, preacher, that's as far as He could go. Praise God. No, sir, no, ma'am. Praise God. He went a little farther till He got to the top of the Mount of Olives. And praise God, He said, when He got to there and His feet was on the top of that mount, praise God, God Almighty and the Holy Spirit had connected right there, and He left out of here, praise God. He lost gravitation. He lost, praise God, that was holding Him down. Amen. And praise, and God picked Him up and restored in His glory and took Him to heaven, praise God. He was still 100% God, yet He was 100% man. Amen. What a Savior. Praise His holy name. Never committed a sin. So He rose up, He climbed up to the top of the Mount of Olives. They followed Him as far as Jesus would take them. Amen. Listen, I wonder tonight, church, are we following Him as far as He'll take us? Do you want to go with Him as far as you can? Amen. Jesus went a little farther. But I want to ask you a question. Now, how far are you willing to go? How far tonight are we willing to go for Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. The Bible said that He was taken up and He said, while they looked steadfast toward heaven, as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath's day journey. Amen. How far? Hey, they was willing to go a Sabbath day journey. Amen. Now on the Sabbath day, you was only allowed to travel 7/8 of a mile. That was the law. You could only go. See, if we'd done that now, we'd have to have a lot more churches in our community. Because they could only travel 7/8 of a mile on the Sabbath day. So if you wanted to go and your church was further off, you had to go on the day before. You had to go on Friday so you could be there on Saturday. Amen. Because you couldn't travel on the Sabbath. But they was willing to go, praise God. They was willing to follow Jesus, praise God. And they went out a Sabbath day. They was willing to go a little farther, praise God. You say, what was they doing, preacher? They was doing what we ought to be doing today in the last day, days of the dispensation of grace. We ought to be willing to follow Jesus, praise God, as far as we can. Amen. Praise God. We give up and we slow up. Praise God, I want to say we need to be following the Lord as much as we can. Go with Him as far as we can. Amen. How far, Brother Charles? That's my question tonight. How far are we willing to go? How far are we willing to go for Lord Jesus Christ? How far are we willing to push on just a little bit further? Are we willing to stay in the fight when the going gets tough? When people say, well, why don't you just quit? Are we willing to quit? I think a lot of people today in the air that we're living are looking for a reason to quit. I praise God, and the reason it is because you never got in anyway. It's time to just get in, sell out for God, praise God. Put your old spiteful self behind you. Put the world behind you. Put people behind you and go with God. Amen. Amen. How far are we willing to go with the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. It's time to just belly up, praise God. Say, Lord God, here I am. Time to bend the knee and pray. Say, God, help me to stay endure to the end. Not to give up. Not to quit. Amen. But be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, preacher, how long should we follow Him? Praise God, as far as we can. Amen. Till we can't follow Him no more. Bless His holy name. You know how they did it? I got to thinking on this because they come together as in unity. Amen. And when you come together in unity, did you know there's power in unity? You know, in our education program now, they said this virtual learning is not working. It's not as effective because we need to be in a body, a group, in order to encourage each other, to motivate each other, to be our best. Amen. Who would have thought God would have known that so many years ago? Amen. We need each other, praise God. That's what He was telling. He said, Lord said, hey, listen, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go a little further, and a little further, and a little further, praise God. He said, would you come go with me? And they said, Lord, hey, we'll go with you. And they asked Peter, said, would you go with me? He said, yeah. He said, I'll go with you. He said, well, maybe there may be some cost involved. He said, I'm willing to die with you. Amen. Now it's easy to say that when you don't have any opposition. It's easy to say, well, bless God, I'll stay with Jesus. Amen. Till times get tough. Old proverbial, you say, well, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. As a pastor of church, I just got to say this. I know they get going, but I don't know where they went. Amen. Amen. It's easy to get going, praise God. But it's where you go that makes a difference. Amen. Praise God. When things get tight, when things get tough, praise God, we need each other. We need the Lord, praise God. We need the house of God. We need to be lifting up His precious word, thanking Him for all His goodness. Seek first Him of God, kingdom of God, His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. What do you need tonight? Amen. Praise His holy name. Say, preacher, I need this and I need that. Well, let me ask you a question. How far are you willing to go with Jesus? Amen. Well, let me tell you, preacher, I just don't know. Let me tell you, I'll tell you, praise God. You need to go with Him so He can show you where the goodies are. Amen. Hey, Brother Bill, we've all went in our years that we've lived, we've all went in all kind of different directions. Amen. A lot of them took us away from the Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh me. A lot of the ways that we went took us away from the Lord. Got us in places, praise God, where God couldn't help us. But I want to say there's a good way, a better way. It's a Jesus way. And if we'll go with Him as far as we can go, praise God, He'll take care of us on the journey. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. There's been situations in my life that I've bowed my head and I thought, Lord, I don't know what to do now. You know, it's just some trying times. Amen. Since I've been here, we've been through some pretty difficult times. And then me and my wife, I was talking to, let me just say this. Lord's laid on my heart. Let me just go ahead and clarify something. Amen. A few years ago, about 5.5 years ago now, a little over, Lord laid His own heart to go full time as pastor. I'd been through a terrible time for several years. And somebody asked me the other day, said, well, preacher, why'd you go back to work? I said, when I decided to go full time pastor, I said, I'd been through an ordeal. I'll just be honest with you, I just about at my wit's end. I've been through so much in this old body, I just couldn't hardly stand it no more. I'd had my knee replaced twice, my diaphragm ruptured, my shoulder tore out. Had to have all that repaired. Had to have my knee replaced a second time. Had to go in and have a cancer cut out of my back, malignant, now a melanoma in 14. I said, Lord, this is about all this little old fella can stand. They said, well, you don't need to be at work. You don't need to be a lift. You don't need to be doing heavy stuff. Don't be doing this and don't be doing that. And I said, Lord, you know what I can do. He said, yes, son, just preach. I said, Lord, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to preach. Amen. Praise God. And I just preach. And I just preach. And I praise God. And I lift up His name. And Lord, Kevin, I want to say right now, I'm the strongest I've been in 7 or 8 years. I've got strength in me I hadn't had in a long time. Praise God. And I told somebody today, they was asking. I said, the reason I went back, I pray God, called God's good. And He enabled me the strength that I need to do some of the things I'd like to do. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, there's some things that we needed at the house and different things. I said, praise God, God's give me my strength and the opportunity. Hey, some things I need at the house, some different things I need to upgrade. And praise God, God has allowed us to do that. Amen. Praise God, He's just God Almighty. Brother Junior, He makes a way. Amen. You say, preacher, if I hadn't minded God, I'd have probably still been down somewhere. So are you perfect? No, I ain't perfect. I'm still busted up as an old patch tar. Amen. But praise God, God has given me through different avenues. He's given me strength right now that I haven't had in 7 or 8 years. That's my God. I'm just bragging on the Lord, what He's able to do. Amen. For me. Now, I'm just telling you that because I want to say the same God I serve is the same God you serve. Amen. Praise God. When we get down, we don't know. Just stop for a little bit and just serve Him and love Him. Praise God. And He'll love you so many ways, you'll have to like one of them. Amen. Praise God. He's been gracious to me. And boy, I thank Him for that. He brought me through things, delivered us through things, encouraged us through things. That old crazy dermatologist I had went over to North Asheville, but whatever it is, dermatology. Had that malignant melanoma on my back. 2014, it was about November, wasn't it? And he come in there and looked at it. He said, yeah, said, we get rid of that. Said, maybe, said, we can buy you 5 years, Brother Bill. He said, maybe we can buy you 5 years. I said, God, they're yours. Amen. Whatever, if I got 5 years, Brother Jeff, they're His. I didn't know it, but come March of 2015, they cut that big old thing out of my back, cut an incision 7 inches long, chased like a football. Cut that thing out of my back. So did I. I was awake. Sewed that thing up just like a lace in a boot. I laid on the table, you could feel Him pulling that thing together. I said, Lord God, if You just give me. See, because come March of 2015, Brother Jeff, I found out I was going to have a little baby granddaughter. Brother Junior, you know what this old boy done? I said, God, if it be Your will, You give me those 5 years so that little old baby can know its papa. You
say, what are you saying, preacher? I said, we go through a lot of stuff. But there's a God that's bigger than our stuff. I said, God, you give it, just give me those 5 years. Amen. Praise His holy name. Come out of that thing, of course, little May of 6. Praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. He gave me that and then some. Made me some exceeding great precious promises. Because God said, God, you know what? I'm yours. Amen. It's up to you. You make the appointments. And oh, God, if you'll give me time to get to know this little old grandbaby, pray God, she can get to know her papa. And I stop every day, Brother Jude. I say, thank you, Lord, for every day, every opportunity to get to know them little babies, to get to know me. But I thank God every day that I get to know my Lord just a little bit better. And I can trust in Him. I can put my life in His hands. Amen. I know sometimes I stand up here and I preach. It's like kind of like pray. You say, well, preacher, you're preaching to the choir. No, I'm preaching to you because praise God, we go through the same stuff. Maybe just different examples, but it's the same stuff. Amen. We go through hardships and trials. We go through difficulties. We go through things that we don't understand. But I want to tell you what you can't understand, that there's a God in heaven, Brother Kevin. He's the Lord and the Savior, praise God, that loves you. Amen. The same one that was there with me, he's there with you. He'll make you promises, and He'll keep them. He'll give you things, praise God, that you ask for when you ask believing. I know when I passed the 5-year mark, after I had that melanoma taken out of my back, and I went back to the dermatologist. Now that sorry rascal, he had the gall to say this. I said, "Remember what you told me?" He said, "What's that?" I said, "When you cut that melanoma out of my back," he said, "I give you maybe 5 years." I said, "I've done past that." And I said, "Glory be to God." Amen. He said, "I don't remember that." I said, "Yeah, you sat right there and you told me." He said, "I cut this out." He said, "I can maybe buy you 5 years." I said, "But I asked God that He'd give me enough time for my little baby granddaughter to know her papa." And He gave me those 5 years. Bless His holy name. Amen. Praise God. That was in 2014. And we're heading into 2021. And God's still God.
Amen.
Amen. He's still on the throne. He's willing to go a little farther. And praise God, you know what, Brother Junior? I'm just going to go with God. Amen. How far are you willing to go? Amen. I'm going to go as far as Jesus goes. And the Bible says that when they were come in, they went up into the upper room where both Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, and the son of Alphaeus, Simon Zealots, and Judas, the brother of James, these all continued with one accord. Amen. You say, what did they do? What did they continue? Miles, they continued going on just a little farther. Amen. They continued going on just a little farther. You say, well, preacher, they went back to Jerusalem, went to the upper room. That's where Jesus told them to go. They were still following Jesus just a little farther. And boy, what they was expecting, they wasn't expecting what they got. They all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with His brethren. Amen. They come together one mind and one accord. They still following Jesus. They was willing to go a little farther. The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Why? Because they're excited about what's up ahead. What's next. Amen. The old devil and this old world and your body, praise God, will beat you down and hew you down and try to calm you down. But praise God, we ought to just shout the more, praise God the more, as we just go just a little farther every day with the Lord. Get up every day with the mindset that I'm going just a little farther with Jesus today. Amen. Praise God. He'll make all the difference in your life. Praise God. When we decide it in our heart. I thought a lot of times we think it in our head. How many of you, you don't have to raise your hand, tell on yourself. How many of you have been sitting somewhere and the preacher preaching, maybe here or other places, and the Holy Ghost of God touched your heart and said, I'm going to do better about that. I'm going to fix that aspect in my life. Amen? Every one of us could throw our hand up and say, preacher, that's me. Amen? But you know what? But before we get done through service, before that old preacher gives an altar call, the old devil's done slipped in. Said, "Hey, why don't you wait and do that next time?" Amen. That's what he does. So you put it off to the next time, and then you put it off to the next time, and before long, if you ain't very careful, you got gray hair and you're looking through a big old Coke bottle glasses so you can see, and you still ain't done it for the glory of God. But when we decide, praise God, that we're just going to go with God, when we decide, praise God, that we're just going to go just a little farther, and we reason in our heart, we're going to do it because Jesus did it for you and I. Amen. Then's when it'll take root, and we'll be ready. We'll be ready to go. Amen. We'll be ready to go to work, and we'll be ready to go to heaven when He calls. Praise His holy name. If we're ready to go a little farther.